talk to you tonight about stepping into your divine destiny. Every one of us has seeds of greatness on the inside. You have a gift to share with this world. There is buried treasure down in you right now, potential that has not yet been released. But so often, we let other people talk us out of our dreams. We let disappointments and failures keep our treasure buried. We allow insecurities and low self-esteem to convince us that we don't have anything special to offer. There is treasure on your inside. You have something to offer that no one else has. And if you don't step in to your destiny and release your gift, then this world will not be as bright as it should be.
Hey, welcome, Crusaders. Vindication on Paulie's part. I called it. Got ambition in the Camden County Commission. Oh, they can't tell me anything else. Seen it coming. Welcome, Crusaders, to Eye of the Beholder. I'm your hopeful host, Paulie, and I am lounging now tonight here in the cozy Lake Ozark Real Estate of the Art Studio, broadcasting live on Damn Radio. If you want to call in, you know the number, 573-746-8020. Yeah, and just get the app, Damn Radio app on the Google Play Store. Yeah, folks, I'm very hopeful tonight. Partly because of the tweet made earlier this week by President Trump. He basically said, grow some nuts or go get your oil out of smack the bully down. And man, it's awesome. Basically telling Europe to put up or shut up. It's what I've been hoping for a long time. Put up or shut up. All in those advanced social programs that you have. But you never have to pay for your own security. Isn't that nice, having that bill paid for by somebody else? No wonder you're able to, you know, give your citizens early retirements and the social safety nets that y'all have. But now he's basically telling Europe to put up or shut up. And if I'm not mistaken, that was part of his mandate. To put a question mark on NATO and the treatment we receive as, you know, by far the most advanced country money-wise in that treaty. You know, we pay for their security and they pay big social programs. That's what it is to their citizens. Right? The only reason most of those countries even exist in Europe is because of our security agreements. We pay the lion's share for security for Europe. Meanwhile, our homeland suffers. Our infrastructure crumbles. Right? I mean, that's what I'm looking at. That's what I've seen coming up. While we pay for the rest of the world's oil to flow, they buy from our competition. And then we agree to guarantee their safe passage. Right? What the fuck? What have our parents sold us into, man? How does that serve we the people? I'm going to go ahead and answer this. Go ahead, Todd. You're live.
Hey. Hi, Paulie. I've got a couple of quick thoughts. First thing is, I'm just curious, and I'd like to make them both and then choose which one you want to go off on, if you don't mind. I'm just curious why I waited until the last day to not, you know, file for presiding commissioner again. That's one thing that's on my mind. And then what behind the scenes smoke filled room politics went on to only have the ballot contain six different people, two Democrats. One, I think, is a, you know, I don't know, what's the name for a rhino that goes from Republican and hides as a Democrat? Is there a name for that?
No, I'm not sure yet. Not really.
there's this guy, Dan Ousley, that's running as a Democrat to just upset the apple cart. He's really a Trump, you know, guy.
Okay.
That's what I I don't know. It's just an interesting thing. But there's only, yeah, and have you heard of any of the four Republicans that are running for commissioner?
I haven't.
Yeah, well, there's, I mean, that's it. There's only four. None of us know who they are. And none of us knew it wasn't going to be Ike. I mean, that was a cushy job. Hmm. You know?
Yeah, I mean. Cushy.
And now he's going to try to represent what? Four or five counties. You know, there's only, I think, 35 or 36 senators in the whole state. So, yep. So.
And that's a. I say he's going to win. I say the deal was made.
And you know, yeah, I agree, and I think part of it was, I mean, mm-hmm. this is just my thought was kneeling.
Yep.
Taking the knee.
That's a big.
Camera.
Big part of it. Big part.
I think he knew right then that he probably at least maybe didn't lose, but distanced himself from a large portion of that faction that was against, you know, this illegal search and seizure. I mean, it's cut and dry. It's a Fourth Amendment violation. So I'm just curious. I didn't mean to go down that rabbit trail. The other thing is, what good is Bibi Netanyahu if we have if the world has a liberated Persian culture that inhabits the Iranian, you know, country.
Exactly.
What need is there for the 20-mile wide and whatever 20-mile long and 8-mile wide strip of desert to exist if we have, you know, relative peace in the nation? And I think Trump has known this all along. Trump is like slicing up the whole
the boogeyman. He took their boogeyman away. Yeah. They needed the boogeyman to perpetuate the war. And if it, like you said, if it's a moderate Iran and you got moderate Saudis and Qataris and all that already, there's no boogeyman, no missiles coming, no, you know, even the crown prince said, no, I have no nuclear ambitions unless Iran gets it.
You know what else? You know, why not let Iran be the gas station for Russia? And why not let that Russia's a sovereign nation, man, even though they may not have the same sort of political alignments and, you know, three branches of government, whatnot, they are a fairly stable situation over there and being very quiet.
Mm-hmm. And they're an open nation, Christian nation. I mean, they don't subjugate their people like we're told they do.
Yeah, no. No, and then I think they deal with you know, satanic you know, blood sucking vampires in a particular, you know, way.
Yeah,
that it's then starting to happen over this way. But no, and then so anyway, yeah. What I mean, why? What is so? What's the big deal about Israel?
Exactly.
If we get peace in that, if we get peace and you know, whatever, you know, cooperation between pack, you know, the stands and the you know, the Tigris Euphrates area, the Mediterranean, and you know, we make pipelines and just quit fighting over all this shit and there's people behind those fights, man. I don't think, I mean, there
Netanyahu
is a
Netanyahu was funding them. Pallets of cash from Obama.
Funding them and brainwashing them and MK altering them and then, mm-hmm. you know, mind effing them to the point they want to do nothing but kill. Those poor people, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, have no idea, you know, what else exists in the world but what they're told. And they're told is to kill the white devil. And so it's just a damn shame that that's the way it's got to be. And I think we're reaching this pivotal moment. It's called the 100th monkey. It's when we zoom through a glass ceiling of limited knowledge, and we go to a whole different you know, perspective or paradigm or level of consciousness, and we get to see more. And then the more we see, the more other people start seeing just all at once. It's the 100th monkey.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
Collective intelligence.
Collective intelligence. Yeah. So, you know, I could go on with the story, but there's no need for that.
We are connected. It's got to be that way. Manifestation works that way. I mean,
we are. Yeah. That's my whole point of the frequency. know, we could talk on and on and on and on
about frequency.
It's all about frequency and how you tune into the vibrations, and everything's made out of the same basic fundamental.
The tuning fork changed in the beginning of the century. Did you have you seen that?
They stopped ringing the church bells because they sent it. You know that? What, remember that Pink Floyd song where, you know, the toll bell, the bell silent, whatever tolls. You know, I should be able to recite that. That's my granddaughter's go to night song. Mm-hmm. But ticking. But there's certainly something to be said for tuning into the vibration. So it's very important, I think, that we, like Josh is trying to do, allow these people that want to be our elected leaders to get on, you know, put their frequency out there so we can figure out, you know, whether we want to tune in or tune out. I think that is so important. And if that's the one thing we could do as a community, I think that would be light years ahead of any, you know, anything else. Get honest people that want to do a good, honest job, or get, you know, shady people that are going to come in and try to, you know, skirt the system and manipulate things. And we can sniff them out. You know, we can sniff them out.
Yeah.
Just like I think the second district commissioner was a plant to F stuff up. So I would say, F this, man, I'm leaving.
Yeah. The sexual harasser?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was a setup.
Man, what a disappointment that whole deal was.
Yeah,
and now the prosecutor and the sheriff pointing at each other. No, it's your fault that we suck. No, it's your fault.
I think it's comical, man. I literally think it's like a soap opera, you know.
Yeah.
It's you can't make this stuff up. It's just hysterical to me. But I think there's something behind the scenes, and I'm not calling Ike a dirty pool player. I've known Ike quite a while, and he's been nothing but kind and generous and honest with me. And he's got a beautiful little girl, and been to church with him a number of times. So I don't have anything bad to say about Ike. I will say that there's probably more to the story than just what we know right now.
Well, there's definitely ambition, and there's definitely a record of talking a lot, but when you get in position, you didn't do it. So that's my belief. That's just from what I've seen.
I mean, that's fair enough. I mean, I thought we'd get rid of the cameras. I thought we'd get rid of voting machines. I thought we'd be the, you know, the oasis that everybody looked to for peace and freedom when we stomped on the neck of COVID, you know, back in the day. Mm. I thought there was a tidal wave, a tsunami of movement to make some real noise as a, you know, a representative republic type of area, and just good, hard loving, hard living, you know, people that make up this great nation. And I was just disappointed.
Yep. There was definitely a mandate from the ground soil of people, just didn't materialize in the leader we picked. Leadership. The several people we picked.
No reason we can't you know,
repick.
Here we are. So we got it. Balls in our court. All right, brother. Thanks for spending your time making my brain cells click together. It's really good. I hope a lot of people are tuned in.
Well, thank you for listening, man. We really appreciate it here.
Yeah. See you later, bro.
Have a good night.
You too.
And he is gone. Yep. Damn radioites, most astute radio listeners in the state. I'm telling you that right now. You ain't tricking no damn radioite. And, when we get on the trail sniffing you out, you might be able to fake it for a little while. But when you get your scent as a charlatan, we're going to stay on the trail. And I'm just saying, Paulie was right. The ambition was there from the start. And like you said, the last day, really. All right. Back to, you know, Trump. And his, you know, getting rid of the boogeyman, right? And exposing Europe. We pay for security for Europe. Meanwhile, we suffer. We pay for the rest of the world's oil to flow. And yet we suffer here at home. You know, how does that serve we the people? I'm so tired of the stupid deals our arrogant boomers made, you know, the generation above. No thought, no foresight, no apathy. I mean, no empathy for their spending habits and who they were affecting behind them. The last generation fucked us. The boomers stopped paying attention, bought a bunch of Ponzi schemes, basically watched JFK shot down and said and did nothing. Oh, the world changed that day because you cucked out. That's why. Because you didn't do nothing. Right? Now that we Gen X has woke up, right? And now we're attempting to wake everybody else up to try to fix this, right? The shit, you know, this shit that we're in, you know, that the boomer neocon Republicans stand in the way of fixing, right? Don't get it twisted, folks. It's not Democrats, not at all any Democrats' fault that things aren't being passed right now. It's not Democrats' fault that things aren't being fixed. It is in no way at all any Democrats' fault that the Constitution is not being reset right now. The Republicans have the constitutional majority in government, period. All three branches. Democrats can't stop shit. These Republicans resist the reset. It's the Republicans who refuse to fix things. Look what happened. The Uniparty is still in charge, even with MAGA and the movement we had and the mandate we sent. Doesn't matter. It's the Republicans now that fight free speech. Think about it. There's a law in Florida that if you say from the river to the sea, you can be arrested. Seriously, folks. It's the Republicans now that push for DEI on campus. Right? It is, folks. They're trying to get special carve-outs for Israel. You can't boycott Israel. You can't boycott that, but you can boycott any other entity, even America. Even another state. Right? It's now Republicans that push for DEI on campus. How far a circle we've come, right? It is Republicans now that cry offense at parody. Look at Erica Kirk and her demand letter to Drewski. Oh, please, we're the outraged ones now. That's supposed to be the leader of the conservative Turning Point USA, and she's acting like a damn offended, you know, communist Democrat. Are you kidding me? It is the Republicans now that cry offense at parody. Right? That's crazy. It's crazy to me to see how far a circle we've come. The Republican Party now looks like the Democrats of a month ago. It's sickening. Thank God for Candace, right? Both Candaces. Candace Owens, though, in this case, thank God. Right? She put out a tweet saying she hopes Drewski imitates her. She'll be on the show with him to laugh. Humor doesn't hurt, folks. Unless you're a fake bitch. Right? Fake ass Erica Kirk. She was a sexual deviant before she met Charlie, lied about it. She was in CIA videos before she came to Turning Point, lied about it. Got a bunch of people going to her rallies, paying a lot of money at Turning Point. You know, the Arkansas Turning Point chapters wanting to disassociate itself from the national organization? I wonder why. Those people down there, they know the books ain't right. All the shit started happening. Charlie Kirk was going to start a doge to figure out why money was coming in and where it was going. And all of a sudden he got killed for it. It's crazy stuff, man. Fake ass Erica Kirk. That's why she's going after Drewski. Image is everything when you're acting. Right? If she was real, she wouldn't give a fuck. Right? If her public persona was true, she wouldn't be offended by parody. That's how you could tell she's fake, folks. Right? Because the image is everything when you're acting, when you're a fake bitch. But back to the Republican Party and the purposeful attempted destruction of the MAGA movement. They can't trick me, folks. You know, the Uniparty hates it when this happens. When the people's mandate wins the day. Right? Remember, though, remember the Tea Party? And this, I'm only bringing up things in my political life. Remember the Tea Party, folks? Remember that? Republicans took that movement out. Karl Rove and them ran primaries against all the Tea Party candidates. In 2012, remember? Why we lost? Because Karl Rove and them. The people like Republican ideas, but the Republican machine does not. Think about it. Bush, the same shit. He ruined the Republican name because he didn't do anything Republican. Republicans grew government by 30% under Bush. Added new entitlements like Medicare Part D. These are Democrat things, growing government, adding entitlements. Went to nation build like the League of Nations and Woodrow Wilson and that Democrat shit, right? Ran on Republican values, but executed his presidency as a Democrat. And worse, anybody remember 9/11? And worse, right? The people want the promises that are represented by the platform of the Republican Party, but the party apparatus can't let it happen when they have the power. Because the Uniparty won't have it. The Epstein Island blackmail won't have it. So they ruin the party's reputation by doing Democrat things. The pendulum swings in appearance, but it has no effect in reality. Folks, we have to learn and we have to realize now that this is not our grandparents', you know, politics anymore. The political pendulum is no longer attached to any reality. Re-elect no one. That's the new motto. It should be the new reality. Tyrant whack-a-mole is the rule now. Pendulum game retired. I even think that the party apparatus hates Trump. Well, I know it does because of what I've seen. You know, from Paul Rhino to Lindsey Graham. We ain't going to have this no more. Now he's over there. And did I hear that during the shutdown, Lindsey Graham was spotted at Disney World by himself? No, for real. That's crazy shit. Pedo shit. He's a bubble maker, and we all know the implications of, you know, the rumors about him. Anyway, right? But I think the party hates Trump, and just think about that, what that really means. The man that made the party great again, the party machine disdains him. What the fuck? This could only mean that they don't really care about their voters' mandates or winning at all. The apparatus, you know, the insiders, they all know it's a uniparty. I really think that the Republican leadership in the Congress right now would rather lose their majorities than enact their voters' wishes. Crazy thinking? My proof? What's my proof? Just look around. Just like I said at the beginning of the Eye of the Beholder tonight, Republicans hold the majority of everything, but no movement on anything. Even locally, folks, all that funding by the crooked Camden County Commission given to the local sheriff, right? And do you know anyone that's happy with the office? You know anyone that's happy with the cops? Oh, they're doing a great job out there. No, for real. That actually has something that needs to be done in their area. Some crime happening, and they're happy with the outcome. Don't get me started of all the, what I call them, is happy customers. I talk to a lot of people in my life. I meet a lot of new people every day. I'm a salesman for construction around the lake. I meet new people from everywhere. And one common thing, when I bring up the cops, every one of them, unless I see the blue line, you know, I won't bring it up. every one of them, you know, just seems to have a bad story of a bad cop, how they were treated rough or treated unfairly, looked down upon, you know. Every person I talk to seems to have some grievance with, you know, our sheriff or some small, you know, cops in their local, you know, Sunrise Beach or whatever. I call them happy customers. Another happy customer than the cops. Right? And then, you know, these small government supposed Camden County commissioners give them more money to misappropriate. Bunch of bullshitters. You know? But what do we expect from a capitulator and a sexual pervert? Bunch of bullshitters. That's all I'm saying. It's disappointing. But hey, they got their check, right? They get their pensions now, right? And, you know, I really do wonder how many friends of friends are going to see a part of all the newfound millions that the sheriff gets to spend on tactical gear. Follow the money, isn't that right? Isn't that what they always say, right? That's what we've been taught, right? And now these lawsuits behind these sexual, you know, deviancy accusations and retribution accusations. Now we're going to have to pay the lawsuits behind this crooked Camden County Commission. Right? I say good riddance. Get out of here, Ike. Good riddance. Go somewhere else. Quit fucking us up. Yeah, he pays the sheriff and then he fucking leaves. Ha ha. I'm paying the deep state terrorist fucking tyrant state. And then I'm going to go get my higher aspirations. That's what he just fucking did to us. Oh, and meanwhile, I'm going to bend the knee and make it precedence that this illegal to take these cameras down. What a fucking we just got, dude. And we all backed that son of a bitch. Anyway, I'm just getting irate right now because it's just the shit turning in my head because of this fucking ambition. Blindless ambition for power. Power lust. It's what it is. It's powerless. And fuck, be damned the rest of us. That's what he said. Be damned the rest of us in our Fourth Amendment fight and any of our rights fight. He's got higher hopes. Good riddance. Don't let the doorknob bite you where the dog... Don't let the doorknob hit you where the dog should have bit you. Bitch. Follow the money, folks. That's what I always say, right? Now we're going to have to pay for these bullshit lawsuits that I bet were all part of the game in the first place. Right? They can't tell me anything else. Because it went down ugly. It went down too ugly for them to talk me out of this. Talk big when they have power to act and don't do it. And still talk big. I'm going to get up here and I'm going to stop this and that. No, you're not. You didn't do it when you were in the fucking commission. Lying ass. And hide behind righteousness and hide behind, you know, it's all been an act to climb a ladder. You hide behind it. Right? These big dinners, your buddies cater for Christmas and all this and that. Right? The road and bridge mafia you're funding. All that corrupt gravel, all the corrupt, you know, stolen gas, all that, you just refunded it. All the stolen grenades, you just refunded it. And then off to my higher aspirations to screw you up high even more. Good riddance. You were a liar from the start. But enough of the local crap. If you want to hear more, listen to Gabby's show from Wednesday. He's got some local stuff on there talking about them all. Yeah, Gabby's show was a good show this past Wednesday. If you're curious about your local malfeasance, the Gabby Hayes Show Wednesday afternoon. Back to bigger things. You know, MAGA's great warrior and his moves. You know, this tweet is still sinking in, folks. It's big shit. It's big shit what that tweet meant. He's, you know, how big of a MAGA move was it? Think about it. How else could you flush out Europe's freeloading? Not to mention Japan, Taiwan, Korea, freeloading status also. And take Israel's boogeyman away while exposing Israel's misdeeds as he slaps their back and takes their money. That's what I'm seeing, folks. Reality's looking good. MAGA moves without getting sniped out. You think he's stupid? He's making MAGA moves without getting his kids terminated. Right? Think about it. What has really transpired in reality, folks? Deep state found out, illuminated. Baby sacrifice uncovered. Uniparty exposed. Forced demographic change sabotaged. Big banks corralled and competition coming. Foreign influence illuminated and neutralized. Think about it. This neutralized AIPAC is now a toxic organization in the mainstream right-wing associations. Conservatives are now realizing their kinship to the old, long ago proven wrong and thrown away religion. Right? The Goyim are now awakening and realize that salvation can only be found through Jesus. A new Christian revival is happening in America amongst our youth. And it's being led by young men. Right? And now we're getting a new crusade. Right? That's what I'm seeing right now, folks. I don't know what you're looking at. And even more, when it's over and the smoke clears, no pun intended, and MAGA is in a better position, will we have the courage to call it ordained? Will we call it a crusade? Will we praise God for the better outcome that happens? Because I think this stuff's all ordained, folks. Like the caller said, this world's fixing to get together and throw out the evil that keeps us fighting each other. And getting popping these pimples and getting these, you know, infected states out of existence is part of it. We have to cut the infection out, and you know, the knife does damage. But when that infection's gone and it heals up, man, how much better the world's gonna feel. And that's what's happening here right now, folks. I'm gonna go ahead and get to a song. And it is going to be, I'll go ahead and play Isis. It's Logic, and it's Joyner Lucas. I know y'all don't know who that is, but it's catchy.
Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or better known as ADHD, is a mental disorder that affects an individual's ability to focus, causing them to move around more frequently. They may also have trouble controlling their impulsive behaviors.
One time for them praying on my downfall. Yeah. Two times for the homies in the chow hall. Whoa. Three times for them hoes on the internet shitting on niggas when they really should get out more. Four times for the days that were all bad. Woo. Five times for the bitches so ain't called back. Yeah. Six times for the kids like me who got ADHD just to kidnap a nigga like ISIS. Whoa. Turn the whole world to a crisis. Whoa. Walk around the city with an ice pick. I've been paranoid, usually I ain't like this. Ain't no telling how crazy I might get. Beat the police with a nightstick. In my whole life, I've been lifeless. Now I'm so fly, I'm a motherfucking flight risk. Whoa. Fuck a couple hoes till I pass out. Whoa. Niggas throwing stones at my glass house. Whoa. I remember sleeping on my dad's couch. Whoa. Now I got the Bentley and it's blacked out. Whoa. Family looking at me like a cash cow. Whoa. Everybody dissing just a half plow. Whoa. Thought you had a chance, now you asked out. Nigga, I'm the motherfucking man, where you at now? Whoa. Fuck it, I'ma hit them till they jumping. I ain't tripping, this is nothing. I've been living in the dungeon. I done held a couple grudges. What the hell, I got a duck to meet the devil. I'm a cousin. I ain't settling for nothing. Got the metal in the truck and keep it semi when I'm busting. Niggas ducking, even Stevie Wonder couldn't see it coming. I ain't judging. I just want the money. I don't need a budget. I've been hungry. I ain't got no oven, but I got the munchies, nigga. How you gonna move on the front line? If I don't fuck with you, I just cut ties. My high school teacher said I'd never be shit. Tell that bitch that I turned out just fine. And no, I don't know you for the 12th time. We do not share the same bloodline. You let her run your mouth like a tough guy. Hope you keep the same energy when it's crunch time.
According to the American Psychiatric Association, it affects roughly 8% of children and 2% of adults. Commonly believed to only affect boys because they are perceived as rowdy and rambunctious.
One time for them praying on my downfall. Yeah. Two times for them bitches in the South Shore. Whoa. Three times for them days on the block getting chased by the cops like a motherfucking outlaw. Four times for them days that were all bad. Woo. Five times for the bitches who ain't called back. Yeah. Six times for the kids like me who got ADHD just to...
Trying to need a couple hearses. Double homicide, kill the beat, and a versus. Everybody living on the surface, but we came from the underground. Yeah, we deserve it. What's beef? Beef is when you murder motherfuckers on a beat. Kill them all, nah, nah. What's beef? Beef is brothers lying over shit that never mattered in the first place. Lying in the street. What's beef?
pieces when you leave it in the past. Let it heal like a cast when enough time passes and you blast. Kinda like John Wick, bars like a convict. Fuck a runner, you don't wanna start shit. Woo! Coming with the hot shit, all they do is talk shit. You can never top it, boy, just stop. High and drunk, call that HD vision. All these other motherfuckers full of indecision. And I murder with precision all over your television. I'm numero uno, number one of you is just a subdivision. Never listen, we gon' leave them missing. That's the mission like ISIS. Ain't no time to bigger over who the nicest. It's logic, it's obvious, just ask the audience. I've come to body this shit. Yes, it's egregious, I'm Regis, you Kelly, you pussy, don't push me, I'm Louis Vuitton. You at Target with your mom, on the internet still hating on my last post. I just sent a steak back in Mastro's, my God. Me and Jordan need a couple hearses. Double homicide, kill the beat, and a versus. Everybody living on the surface, but we came from the underground, yeah, we deserve it. Far from the minimum, killing them with no riddling. And 5'9 was the middleman to get them in the same room. Now we on the same tune, and we still the game doom. The illest deliverance it's on the same shit. Rap back, clap back on that gang shit. Do it for the love of rap, not for the fame shit. Woo! One time for the Grammy that I never got. Two times for the garden that I sold out. Three times for the street crimes that I committed. Yeah, I did it, but thank God that I made it out. Four times, cause I'm a fucking bastard. Five times, platinum with my last shit. Six times for the beats and the rhymes. Fuck the heat and the crime, keep the peace like a waistline. Woo!
And I'm back. That was ISIS from Logic and Joyner Lucas. And yeah, that's why I'm so done. So done with local politics. Because it doesn't matter who's in there, man. Nobody's going to change shit. They're going to keep spending. Your taxes ain't going down. There's nobody going to be small government. You know, I'm just saying real like no one even on that commission. Let's get some Democrats in there and then throw them out next time. Put three Republicans in there. I mean, what difference is it going to make? Look what happened this time. We actually are in worse off position than when we sent them in there. Any of them, all three of them. It's sickening. It's sickening. You know, I'm just going to go on to my video portion.
Breaking news. Everybody in the government is doing illegal shit.
That's right, Rebecca, and nobody will be held accountable for any of it.
More at 7.
True. True, true, true. Nobody will be held accountable. Let's see here. Go right to Skeletor. Is this it? No, I think it's the other one up here. Where is it at? There it is.
Remember, cinnamon is technically sawdust. Until we meet again!
Damn it. Skeletor, you're a motherfucker. We're eating sawdust on our cinnamon rolls, y'all. Didn't even realize it.
Wow. I've never seen a president say this. I'm quoting the president. All of those countries that can't get jet fuel because of the Strait of Hormuz, like the United Kingdom, which refused to get involved in the decapitation of Iran, I have a suggestion for you. Number one, buy from the U.S. We have plenty. Number two, build up some delayed courage. Go to the Strait and take it. You'll have to start learning how to fight for yourself. The USA won't be there to help you anymore, just like you weren't there for us. Iran has been essentially decimated. The hard part is done. Now go get your own oil. Holy cow. Now he has been leading towards this for a very long time. He's been saying it really since his first term. Why are we in NATO? Why are we spending all this money? We don't need to be in NATO.
Boom. According to the fathers of the church, at least
I'm
the ones
the
that are for
it. That's, you know, taking it like that. It was a big thing. I know I lost, Glenn Beck lost me. But he's, you know, he's coming back and it's awesome to see. You know, that's all. Let's see. Talk about. What's this? The temple.
According to the fathers of the church, at least the ones that I've read, they said the temple will never be rebuilt. It will never be rebuilt. And the reason being is because, first of all, Julian the Apostate tried to rebuild it, and it was destroyed in the process. Christ actually put an end to the Jewish sacrifice on purpose, because the Jewish sacrifice in the Old Testament was a lead-up or a prefigurement of Christ. And so he gave them one generation in order for them to convert to Christianity. And when they didn't, he put an end to their sacrifice. So technically speaking, there hasn't been practicing Jews in 2,000 years because the temple hasn't been around. They haven't been able to offer sacrifice.
Getting crazy out here, y'all. Like the video, let me know what you think.
According to the father,
get to the end.
Speaking,
right here.
There hasn't been practicing Jews in 2,000 years because the temple hasn't been around. They haven't been able to offer sacrifice.
All right, so here you go. Conspiracy theorists feeling lost because all we have left now is flat earth and dragons, since everything else has been proven true. I mean, at this point, it's getting crazy out here, y'all. Like the video, let me know what you think in the comments.
Afraid to be called racist. And me and my generation, we're over it. Like, we don't care.
Oh, I love this is, that. What's
like,
his
we
name?
Do not
Nick,
care. Call
Nick
us racist.
Shirley?
I do not care. Because I'm.
This is, I was calling this. You heard this first on Paulie.
Afraid to be called racist. And me and my generation, we're over it. Like, we don't care.
Oh, I love that, buddy.
Like, we do not care. Call us a racist. I do not care. Because I'm not a racist. We're just seeing that prices of homes are so expensive. I don't even have a friend that can afford a home. People aren't getting married because of how expensive things are. And we're paying so much money in taxes. Most kids are, I'm lucky because I didn't go to college. But most kids are starting their life off behind the finish.
Men of this country have to realize that we are legitimately being ruled over by psychopathic pedophiles who are willing to lie, cheat, rape, kill, steal, fucking everything from us for their own benefit. That has to be rejected at mass, because if it's not, civilization will crumble.
Remember, mascot.
Oops.
The Bible is not what I thought. The Bible's.
Yep, I want to skip that. Let's go to this one. Here
so
you go.
While we're on a partial government shutdown that's lasted over 40 days because our government can't quite seem to do their job, Congress decided they would take a two-week vacation, and Lindsey Graham has been spotted alone at Disney World. Because nothing says conservative, heterosexual, 70-year-old man like taking a vacation to Disney all by your onesie and wandering around with your mouth wide open carrying a pink bubble wand. I don't know about you, but I find this creepy. Like, weapons grade, hair on the back of my neck standing up, almost horror movie level creepy. As much fun as it would be to just absolutely berate Lady Grinder Graham for the rest of this video, this is actually just a symptom. It's a symptom of our government and how broken it is. It's systematic, and it's not just one side, it's both sides. These people are incapable of putting their differences aside and just doing their fucking jobs. And it's never them that pays the price. It's always good, hardworking American citizens. Meanwhile, they just take vacations and they're off living their best lives on our tax dollars, and I think this has all gone way too far. But what do y'all?
Yep. JD DeLay's right.
What are the odds of that?
There was a study done where men and women were hooked up to brain scanners as they watched people play a game. They got to see whether the people playing the game were playing fairly or whether they were cheating at the game. And the people playing were connected to electric shock machines. So electric shocks would go into these people as they were playing, and they would measure the brains of the men and women watching. So every time a player that was playing fairly got an electric shock, both men and women's empathy centers lit up.
Yeah.
Whenever an electric shock would go into a person that was cheating, women's empathy centers lit up just the same as with the fair playing person, but men's empathy centers did not light up at all. Actually, their pleasure center lit up. Super That's key right. psychological distinction That's between men and women.
Base. Yep. There you go. Women shouldn't rule. They have empathy for even the criminal when he gets punished. So, yeah, that's biological. What we got here? Alien human program. Let's see. Well, that ain't it.
Who's going to join the military?
I've talked to a number of people who have decided that they are the last of their line to serve. I'm one of those. As of right now, I hate to say this, I love this country. I am not as proud of anything as I am as my service in the Marine Corps, but I will not let my kids join because of the way that we went to war with Iran. Because if you look at it philosophically, we have gone to war on behalf of another country to further their interests. That is, those are not my war. Those are not my words. The administration has said as much. Speaker of the House has said as much. And when that's the case, you know, you have reduced our military to effectively a mercenary force. There's no honor in that. You know, it's this is an offensive war of choice.
A lot of people have pointed out the apparent hypocrisy with all these No Kings protests. I mean, how do we get to a point where a bunch of leftists were suddenly caring about the United States Constitution or limitations on federal power, especially since these were the same people that insisted that grandma die alone during COVID, but of course you could attend a BLM riot, or that your church be closed down, but casinos could stay open. And a lot of people are saying, well, just, you know, make it make sense. Okay, I will. This isn't a newfound love for the constitutions or the principles which informed it or limitations on federal power. This is a manipulation tactic. They're not invoking the Constitution because they love it. They're invoking the Constitution because we love it. And like an atheist quoting the Bible, it's usually out of context and with little to no understanding of it because they haven't actually researched it in a way to try to understand it. They've researched it just enough to be able to invoke certain portions in an attempt to convince us that we're violating it. But ask yourself this question. If Democrats win the midterms, if they're suddenly swept back into power, if they win the presidency in 2028, and they start to do things that Democrats typically do, which is rapidly expand the size and scope of the federal government, if they start infringing on your Second Amendment rights, if they start infringing on rights that are supposed to be protected by the Ninth and Tenth Amendments, and we all of a sudden decide to gather up and do protests all over the country saying, no kings, respect the Constitution, would Democrats suddenly say, oh my gosh, I guess we need to be intellectually honest and consistent here? Or would they quickly remind us that they believe that the Constitution is an antiquated document written by rich white slave owners and can be ignored because they're trying to achieve social justice? Well, if we know the answer, then maybe we should stop falling for the manipulation.
We got massive.
And we know they wouldn't. That was Nick Freites. Okay, here, the bullet does not match.
Breaking news tonight, Tyler Robinson did not kill Charlie Kirk. This is from the Daily Mail. They say the bullet used to kill Charlie Kirk did not match the rifle allegedly used by suspect Tyler Robinson, according to new court filings. Quote, Robinson 22 is facing...
What do you call that?
Capital murder charges and a potential death sentence for Kirk's murder at Utah Valley University on September 10th of last year. But his defense attorney now argued that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives was unable to identify the bullet recovered at the autopsy to the rifle allegedly tied to Mr. Robinson. Remember this gun right here that they told us was found in the woods? What gets even weirder now is that yesterday, the Washington County Sheriff, Nate Brooksby, who presided over Tyler Robinson's arrest, abruptly resigned following, quote, undisclosed complaints. The Salt Lake City Tribune says Brooksby's resignation comes after the county received complaints from individuals who were concerned with the operations at the sheriff's office. Quote, after the decision, the complainant asked the matter not be pursued further and were respecting their request, which sounds a little bit like a cover-up, if you ask me. Yeah. Meanwhile, rumors are swirling online that Erica Kirk, Charlie's widow, was having an alleged affair with Andrew Colvett, who is, of course, Charlie's old colleague at Turning Point USA, also the spokesperson at Turning Point USA. Absolutely wild developments. Follow me to stay updated.
Yep. That, I'm telling you, Turning Point USA is tainted. Tainted. Let's see what's this.
I haven't seen a kid get spanked in a grocery store in a decade. Now, that's where you used to watch some pretty good live whoopings go on. You'd just be pushing your cart through Bruno's, cruising right along. You'd look down the aisle, there'd be a kid just getting wore out. I mean, back in the day, other parents would chime in. You'd be getting spanked, and another parent would go, and that's why you listen to your mother. You'd be like, who are you? Who are you? I don't even know you. I think the main problem with these kids these days, in my opinion, is they've never been bored. Like my nephew, he came up to me. He was on a hoverboard holding the tablet. He goes, Uncle Derek, I'm bored. And I go, Joseph, it looks like you're from the future, man. You look like the most unbored person I've ever seen in my life. When's the last time you saw kids dodging trees with their hands, man? I have done that up and down Highway 65 my whole life. I'd be in the back seat. Then you'd hit a tree line.
There you go. Funny shit. All right, I'm going to go ahead and cut it out a little early. I'm going to read the schedule. It's after I leave, it's going to be 59.8 hours of rock until Monday at 7:30. Then you get Sam Trapp in an international flavor. 9 o'clock that morning, Shield Maidens of Missouri. 2 o'clock, a really big show, Search of Solutions. And then Nadine at 6 will be on with her Miller County Candidate Forum. Then Tuesday, back again, 7:30, Sam Trapp, an international flavor. 2 o'clock, a really big show. 4 o'clock, Search the Solutions. Wednesday, international flavor. 9 o'clock, the Damn Swag. 11, the Gabby Hayes Show. And what a show he had this week. Had a guest on, old-time JR guest. Tune in and find out who it was. 2 o'clock, a really big show on Wednesday next week. Search the Solutions. 4. 6 o'clock, Ike Skelton Radio Show, Wednesday night next week. Thursday next week, 7:30, International Flavor in the morning. And then you got JR again at 2 at a really big show. 4 o'clock, Search of Solutions. Next Friday, the biggest day in damn radio. You got 7 a.m., Civic Outlaws, Nadine at 9. 2 o'clock, a really big show. 4 o'clock, Search of Solutions, Eye on Solutions at 5:30, and then we'll go to maybe 6:30, and we'll have Eye of the Beholder again. And until next week, I'm just feeling a little bit warm in the studio tonight. I just turned the air down, but it don't go too fast, so I am out. I got a little date with my wife, so I'm kind of happy. I'm going to go out a little early tonight, but I'm going to play Yellow Wolf, Barnfire. It's the best song in the new album.
Never see the mud boy. Go Travis Barker, drop 100 on a K5. Parking next to something else that I have and I never drive. I'm in my heyday with my melee. I'm eating steak shit, I'm eating gray day. I'm in this place, bitch, on this place, ayy. The trailer park has got another upgrade. I'm fucking stupid with this shit. I'm talking hillbilly, pill popping, West Virginian coal miner, stupid with it. Dig it, y'all don't even get it. But I get it, it's been a minute. But I'm about to drop a mellow in it, yeah.
Oh shit.
Dripping like a shower head, pipes cracking like a powder keg. Wet paint need a towel, yeah. Another wheel power beat comes alive, but now it's dead. I had to kill it. Said he was cooking up. I had to steal it. She got an onion on her. I had to peel it. Then I put a pickle to it and ate a salad with it. I don't give a fuck. Make her mad. Make him a mad critic. I'm the mad hatter over this platter. You Alice with a cataclysmic. I crash right into your old dad's Civic in a tricycle spacecraft. Cracking up, laughing at it. Crackers had it with all of my fans. Packing it like some addicts. Wanna package up this town that is average. I can't have it. I'm the baddest motherfucker since bad became the baddest. Just wait
till they get that Michael Wayne class.
They gon' be like,
oh shit.